your CEF mobile.
KO4, H Cat. Morning, Andrew.
How you doing?
It's Wednesday. How about you?
Better now. For some reason in my head, it wasn't Wednesday. I don't know. I'm thinking it's still earlier in the week.
Still got you.
Because I don't know what I was... I mean, when you said Wednesday, I'm like, really? Is it Wednesday? And I'm looking at my phone and I finally see it. Great.
It's almost over. I mean, we're a quarter of the way through the year already. Yet. I was doing something else with the wife last night when you sent it.
Longer video, that's 10, 13 minutes, something like that.
This morning.
And you watched the video, he kind of talks about the, I guess, the collapse of the banking system and what the government's doing and stuff. But they're saying, well, what am I supposed to do with my money? You take it out and stuff it in your mattress? I mean, what's the alternative to what all people say when you take the money out of the bank?
There is one. I mean, if it goes that far, the money's going to be useless anyway.
And they were talking, he said something about, I guess people buy gold and nowadays people will buy Bitcoin, kind of put their money in. But I don't understand how that's even worthwhile either. I don't get that.
I don't get that one because, I mean, when society collapses like that, if it does, to me, that's just not going to mean anything. The only stuff that you can survive on.
KN4, TF, that's 4.
KO4, CF.
Good morning, Ken. KO4, HK.
Yes, happy hump day.
To remind Andrew, it's Wednesday.
What was it?
It was Monday.
I was in Boy Scouts last night. That's only on Tuesdays. I don't know what I was thinking when I got up this morning.
That's when you get up for work and that, and then realize it's only Saturday.
Wednesday.
Started the conversation, I interrupted.
I watched last night. I don't remember the guy's name, but he does like financial style videos, and he was talking about the collapse of the banking sector, and he was basically saying that the federal government is the analogy of an arsonist and a firefighter at the same time. You know, they're the arsonist that torched the economy during COVID by raising it, you know, inflation going up, not doing anything about it. And then when they did do something about it, as a firefighter, they started raising interest rates. They raised them so fast that, you know, nothing could adjust for it, and that was the collapse of the bank and whatnot. So that's kind of what it was about. I was going to send it to both of you, but I realized it was 9 o'clock, so I'll share the video with you today. It's pretty good. It's 10 minutes long, but the question was, so if the banking system was to collapse, what good is gold or Bitcoin to have your money in? I don't understand that mentality.
It's totally true what he was saying, and that, because I mean, he did it on purpose. I think the goal is to for the government to take over the banking system, to say that they can't control it, and then they can go to the electronic, and then they can turn it on and off whenever they want to, and they can control what you can get. But yeah, you can't eat gold if it gets really bad.
Even if you traded the gold, it would have to be of value to the person you traded it.
They buy enough whiskey and trading whiskey.
A worthwhile investment.
Jack Daniels. Have you seen what those distilleries are doing up there in that little old town?
Yes.
They got these, you know, big sheds where everything just cures. And the ethanol is putting out a black, making everything turn to a black mold. Now, I mean, it's all over the trees, all over the houses, all over the road signs and everything. The whole town is turning into a big black mold place from all the ethanol fumes in the air. Google it. It's pretty interesting.
Black mold that'll kill you and, you know, make you sick and kill you all over the town.
The road sign, you can't even hardly read the road sign for all the black mold all over. I mean, the trees are turning black, all the leaves are turning black, the brand new houses are turning black.
Today, the old DeSantis has, I think he signed the bill, I guess, that outlaws any government cryptocurrencies, basically, you know, electronic currency, because he said, you know, it boiled down when I read more about it, you know, what's to say the bank just can't say, well, you can't spend your cash on buying a gun, or maybe you can only buy so much fuel this month with the funds that you have, your electronic funds. I didn't even think about it that way until I read that article.
They wouldn't have to raise interest rates, you know what I mean, to cut down on spending. All they got to do is just turn your bank card off.
But they can do that now. Everybody's using a debit card. Hardly anybody carries cash.
Take some cash out and keep some on hand just in case. I heard they, if they arrest Trump, they might put a run on the bank.
I'll do anything or not unless they're instigated, but who knows?
Possible protests. You know, if 100,000 people start drawing bunches of money out of the bank, they'd have to do something quick.
Prosecute them all like they did the January 6th people.
Part about this day and age with everything being electronic, the run on the Silicon Valley Bank, you know, normally people would have to go to the bank and wait in line. They just basically electronically wired their money out of the bank, and they lost like, I don't remember, it was 50-something billion over the course of one day. It was withdrawn from the bank. That's crazy. KO4CEF.
The part about it is that way you don't have to go to the bank anymore. KO4HGET.
Personal about it anymore. KN4TSW.
That used to be near my house in Emmons, they shut it down and just kept the ATM machines open.
Four piece kit. I might have to make the dump to 285 guys.
Go four CFQSY.
KN4TFWQSY.
XXQSY.